A true skeptic would be very useful in the field of UFOs or ufology. Unfortunately, what we're really dealing with in most instances are not skeptics. I'm a skeptic. I check things out. What we're dealing with are debunkers, and they seem to have very little to offer because they're the true believers. They know there's nothing to the subject, so they don't give it any attention. They just make proclamations and charges. So skepticism is fine. Debunking isn't very useful. Well, certainly the noisiest of the negativists is Philip Klass, a senior, former senior avionics editor for Aviation Week and Space Technology. He and I have tangled many times, and I've debunked all his debunking. And yet he continues to make the same silly charges over and over again. He gives no thought to his charges. I mean, I'm glad he paid me $1,000 for proving him wrong by providing more than 10 documents done in the same large PICA type that he says wasn't used at the White House in 1953. He had looked at 9 documents out of the 250,000 pages of material at the Eisenhower Library. That isn't very solid thinking if you jump to a conclusion on 9 out of 250,000.